Blog Talk Radio.
No, The Hour Radio Network, D Slate in the building, getting it in for the fit is tonight. It's Celebrity Thursday. You already know how we do it. The Hour Show, a.k.a. the D Hour Radio Network. We got it in for you guys tonight. It's going to be another lovely show for you guys tonight. Celebrity Thursday, yes, and tonight we will be talking to the man, the myth, the band, the man himself. Sensational star singer Stokely Williams from the hit group Mint Condition will be joining us tonight on Celebrity Thursday. We're going to be getting it in with him, talking to him about the new Mint Condition music, some of the things he's been working on. Oh, yeah, it goes down tonight on Celebrity Thursday, The Hour Radio Network. And you know how we do it. As always, we're going to be playing some of your favorite celebrity hits. These slates blow the dust off of them. Old school double play goes down tonight. You got the Fat Fabulous News. We got many things we're going to be talking about, as well as our phenomenal interview with the one and only Mr. Stokely Williams is going down tonight as well. So make sure you don't go nowhere. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, hanging out with us. As usual, we are the Ober Redenbacher Radio. That's why. Why? Because we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. You know, that's what I say. All you got to do is bring the butter. Now, if you are an R&B artist, if you are a hip-hop artist, singer, athlete, gospel star, comedian, poet, if you'd like to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. If you would like us to advertise your business or your website, again, email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Now, I got the lovely ladies of the The Hour Radio Network in the building with me. My sisters is hanging out with me tonight because we're getting it in with the fabulous Mr. Stokely Williams tonight. I got the lovely Miss Fabulous in the building. Hello, Miss Fabulous.
Pretty brown eyes, you know,
I see y'all.
You gotta say it real hard, like, y'all.
Y'all.
Hello, hello, hello. Hola, hola, hola to the chica Ray, call in the bee den. How are you,
Ray? Right,
I am doing wonderful. How are y'all doing?
Doing fine. Yeah,
I'm good.
Thank
you
for having me.
I'm feeling wonderful.
Yeah, and hopefully we can give away some tickets tonight, hopefully.
Yes, we will be, Miss Fabulous, ladies and gentlemen, all the residents of Virginia, if you're listening, please, we will be giving out some Noel Gordine tickets tonight. When you hear the song, Beautiful, by Noel Gordine, all you got to do is be the fifth caller, and you get the tickets. Miss Fabulous, tell them where they will be going with their tickets.
Well, thank you, D. Slade. They will have a wonderful journey to have a meet-and-greet conversation with singer, producer, songwriter Noel Gordine, and all of this will be taking place at the fabulous VA Live Entertainment Complex on Saturday, November 30th in Chesapeake, Virginia. Definitely dial 718-766-4553 when you hear the song Beautiful by singer Noel Gordine. Good luck.
There it is. Good luck. When you hear the song Beautiful, all you Virginia residents, when you hear Beautiful by Noel Gordine, 718-766-4553. If you just want to call in and talk to my man Stokely in a little bit, you can do that as well, 718-766-4553, because he will be in the building on the DIY Radio Network Celebrity Thursday representing the hit superstar group Mint Condition, one of my favorite groups. Definitely can't wait to get it in with him, because the man, not only is he a great songwriter and producer, but he's one of the absolutely one of the most phenomenal singers, male singers I've heard in his business.
Yes.
And his ranges and the different things he does with his voice, the man is absolutely incredible. And I definitely can't wait to talk with him tonight, as well as all the lovely things we will be doing on the DIY Radio Network. It's going to be a blast tonight. Again, if you want those Noel Gordine tickets, Virginia residents, all you have to do is call us, 718-766-4553. Be the fifth caller when you hear the song Beautiful by Noel Gordine. It's going to be a nice one. We're going to get it in tonight. We've got many things we're going to be talking about. I know a little later, I'm going to just throw this on the mind of my ladies right now, because, you know, it's going to be a trip. But I heard that Charles Manson, the crazed serial killer, could possibly be getting married to a 25-year-old. I really don't understand that, but we'll talk about that a little later. Yeah, that's a little crazy. I don't get that. I really don't get that. But some other things in celebrity biz we'll be talking about tonight. Chris Brown, brother Chris, you must – come on, man, what's going on with my man CB? I don't know what's happening with him. It's just too much going on, but so much other things we'll be discussing a little later tonight, you know, so make sure you don't go nowhere. We got some hits that we gotta get it in, you know, some of your favorite celebrity hits tonight. And we're gonna top it off right now with two of Mint Condition's hit songs. We got some What kind of man would I be? We got some Breaking My Heart,
yes,
Brown Eyes. So make sure you don't go nowhere, because hopefully when we get back, we'll be chatting it up with the sensational Mr. Stokely Williams right here on Celebrity Thursday. D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole, a.k.a. we call her Ray Ray, in the building. and we will be doing it like that right here on the DIY Radio Network. It's Mint Condition. Hey, man, look. Don't go nowhere.
You know, we can't do this. We just can't.
Listen. You say you feel disenchanted, 'cause lately it takes you for granted, still faithful and true, you've out alone. Listen to love, your heart is pounding with desire, waiting to be unleashed. Quit breaking my heart. Start to make sense and quit playing these
I think about you, boy. You've got Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
688 to 9010-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to our radio network. D. Slade in the building, Miss Fabulous, Ray Ray. We're getting in tonight playing the hits. You already know how we do it. We're still waiting for the incredible Mr. Stokely Williams to call in so we can definitely get it in with him tonight. But before that, you heard the beautiful Miss Faith Evans with her new single, Tears of Joy. Before that, Bruno Mars with his hit single, Treasure. Then you heard some Mint Condition, some of our favorites, Breaking My Heart, and What Kind of Man Would I Be, playing music just like that, getting it in. For the fit-ins, you already know how we do it. For all you fans of great music that are listening right now, I mentioned something earlier to the ladies about some craziness that I came across, you know, a little crazy article I came across. Sometimes I wonder, where my eyes, get some of this crazy stuff from. But, you know, I came across a little article about the serial killer still locked up, Mr. Charles Manson, getting married to a 25-year-old named Star, according to her. And it's just a little crazy, but Charles Manson may be getting married, or at least that's what one of his biggest fans, really, he's got fans. That's just, don't let me get started. She says, I'll tell you straight up, Charlie and I are going to get married. The supposed fiance known as only a Star. So Rolling Stone, I take it very seriously. Charlie's my husband. Charlie told me to tell you this. A notorious murderer, Manson, 79 years old, spends hours every weekend with a 24-year-old woman. Star told the magazine that she started writing to Manson when she was 19. In 2007, she moved to Corcoran, California, to be closer to the Corcoran State Prison, where Manson is serving a life sentence. Charlie, however, had a different story. "That's a bunch of garbage. That's trash," Manson told Rolling Stone. "We're just playing for the public consumption." Star, who received her name from Manson, operates a website called Release Charlie Manson Now, according to the SF Gate. Ray Ray, what you thinking now?
Well, I mean, she sounded a little cuckoo, but he cuckoo too. I mean, it's somebody for everybody, I guess. God forgives, but I mean, I don't know.
I just think that we really do need to check the Cocoa Puffs cereal to see what's really up in it, because they're eating, instead of Cocoa Puffs, they're eating Cuckoo Puffs. I really don't know what's going on.
He's not a little cray-cray.
Exactly. You know, the local Frosted Flakes is out there. Somebody's eating local Frosted Flakes. I don't know what's going on. Crazy Cheerios.
Well, I think Charlie Manson should be scared of anything, because she sounds a little obsessed.
I mean, this dude just has the ability to just be having people just you know, he ain't got to lift a finger. He just got people doing crazy stuff for him. For the life of me, I guess I'll never understand that. I don't know, Miss Fabulous, what you think?
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, they crazy. At the worst,
crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow, that's a little different. And, you know, the short of the long fan is synonymous for fanatic. So, you know, it may
there
be
you
in
go.
Her mind, right, the operative word is her. In her mind, they may be moving towards marital bliss. And, you know, like you say, it may be a publicity stunt. We don't know what the cause is, but he's 70-something and she's 25. Wow, who
yeah,
does
that?
Yeah,
he's 79, she's 25. I mean,
yeah, good luck with
that. That's what I like to call the old Anna Nicole syndrome on a crazier level. But, you know.
At least Anna Nicole, man, had some money. He locked up. I mean, he can't do nothing for you behind bars.
They won't let
you. You said insane craziness aside, Anna Nicole's man had Luke. He had Lucci.
Right. It was a method to her madness. This lady just mad, apparently.
But, you know, the other thing of it is she may be infatuated with just, you know, his celebrity status. You know, it's kind of like it's a movement or a call. You know, don't drink the red Kool-Aid. That's all I can say is for her and for her safety. And, you know, it is what it is. You like what you like. I'm not knocking that. If you like it, I love it. So good luck with that.
Yeah, but you need to check his background. He will take her out.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you know, with a murderer. Yeah. Like,
well, I tell you, when she wake up with orange socks on and she's twerking on the side of the building, of the court building or the lockup building, hey, don't say anything else about no more, okay?
Right. You're right.
Yeah, that's a little cray-cray right there, a little cray-cray.
Yes, it is.
I came across something else. I guess there was some cheating rumors out there, you know, another scandal involving Will Smith. Will Smith and Margaret Robbie have stepped out together for the first time on Wednesday, 2 weeks after rumors surfaced that the two were having an affair. The pals looked chummy as ever as they posed for pictures during the first photo call for their film Focus at El Zanjan in Buenos Aires, Argentina. All smiles, Smith 45, Robbie 23, had their arms linked behind each other's backs as they attended a press conference for the film. The stunning Australian actress donned a black silk top and flowing white pants for the big event. She also kept her long lock down and finished off the chick look with simple silver stud earrings. Meanwhile, Smith wore skinny jeans and a colorful orange sweater. The two actors were joined by co-stars, you know, Rodrigo Santoro and Gerald McRaney. Early this month, rumors surfaced that Smith cheated on his wife of 16 years, Miss Jada Pinkett Smith, with Robbie during a playful photo booth session at the film's wrap party. But alas, Robbie was quick to debunk any such fling. Been working nonstop, just catching my breath. There's absolutely no truth to the ridiculous rumor in Stars Mag. It's disappointing that goofing around on set could be taken so out of context, which is what Miss Robbie said. What's your thing, Miss Fabi?
You know, this whole Men in Black concept is just being taken totally, totally to the left. I have a lot of respect for Will Smith and a lot of respect for Peter, you know, Peter, I'm putting it together, Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, they're two respected artists in the industry, actors in the industry, philanthropists in the industry. But my point is that if it's over, it's over. It goes from, you know, them, you know, dating other people, them having an open marriage, to them being swingers. Now, these allegations, again, you know, we need our strong, strong marriages to last. And we don't really need the influence of society telling us, you know, who is or isn't right for us. So to kind of sum it all up, I really, really hope this isn't true. I'm really rooting for them. Again, at the end of the day, it's their ultimate decision. But pictures don't lie. You know, it all depends. It doesn't lie. It really tells true feeling and true emotion. So if they're chummed up in quotations, you know, again, say it isn't so. I really hope it's not so.
Say it isn't so. Ray Ray, what you think?
Well, what I learned from my mother a long time ago is that people get together for different reasons. I mean, who knows what brought them together, what's keeping them together, and what they are willing to accept. She probably don't care. She probably got her somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. I mean, if they like it, I love it. I mean, hopefully it's not any, you know, sneaking or creeping or none of that going around, but apparently she's still sticking by him, so I say good luck, good life, and many more years of whatever y'all got going on over there, you know. And that's about it.
No, that's real. Well, I mean, I think I agree. I think that, and I have a lot of respect for Will and Jade as well. You know, they're, you know, they've had their thing going on for a very long time, and like Ms. Fabulous said, I mean, you want to hope it's not true. That is going down like that. I mean, there's so many rumors, you know, surfacing around them, you know, that they're swingers and, mm-hmm. you know, and all this other crazy nonsense. So, you know, you always want to hope that none of those things are true. And then it's like, I don't know, I feel like, you know, you see those type of things and, you know, it gets debunked and everybody's like, okay. And then later on down the line, years later, truth come out, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, well, it was true, you know, so-and-so was doing this, oh, yeah, you know, I was doing. So it's like it gets to a point these days, whether it's a rumor or not, you know, because a lot of times you really don't know whether or not it's really just a rumor and that's it, because that's always been the case in so many other truths that then came out, you know what I'm saying,
right.
With them saying, oh, it was just a rumor, then it comes out, boom, it's not. So you just
right.
want to be, like, you know, hoping in whatever situation that it is that it's not true and, you know, that, you know, they still, you know, they're still, you know, doing their thing, you know, because I think people like to see, you know, true love. People like to see love lasting
right.
a long time, like to see people going strong in their relationships and marriages for a very long time, because that inspires other people to want
to
be
where
right. That inspires other people to want to be where these couples are. So it's like, you know, you see a couple who's been together for 20, 30 years, that inspires you. You want to, you tell yourself, man, I want what they have.
Right.
You know, I want to be where they are.
So
it's like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you say, I want to be where they are. But then when you find out, and you start doing that and doing your thing, and then you find out it's not true, and they were actually cheating and all this other stuff, so now you're kind of disappointed, like, wow, really? And then it kind of taints, you know, your image of, you know, well, certain people's images of long-lasting relationships and different things like that. So, you know, you kind of hope that, you know, it's not true, but, you know, again, you never know when you always hear people saying, oh, it was just rumors. So because you hear
right.
that, you heard that before, and then find out, boom, years later, it's the truth. So, you know, I mean, good luck to them. You know, hopefully, you know, their thing is still going strong. And, you know, again, none of those rumors are true.
Can I say one more thing about them? It seems like once you get into that little hot, like once Hollywood puts this stamp on you that you're doing this or that this is some type of scandal, it just always keeps resurfacing. So, I mean, it seems like that's going to always be over Will and Jada's marriage.
Well, let me, you know what, looking at that, you know what, guys, looking at that, those situations like that, and then also, like, what I'm about to bring up next, I saw something saying that one of the Kardashian younger sisters, not the youngest one, but the other one, had posed in a topless pic. So it's like, okay, really, I really do hope she's not going, you know, that route, you know, like her sisters and stuff. Just really hope that she's not going that route. But, you know, the thing about it is, it's just that, I don't know. If you always hear all these crazy things about Hollywood and all this nonsense. I mean, I can't tell you, and, like, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard, too, like, all the crazy things I've heard about, people told me that's in the business, things that I've read. You know, I've read the whole Hollywood housewife book, you know, the whole Hollywood, you know, about some starlets in Hollywood, how they got their start and the things that they were doing before they became who they are now, and, you know, whether or not they're still kind of doing those things. And it's like, it's like, I understand, you know, and all the things you hear about the homosexual rumors and about the you know, the whole secret groups in Hollywood, you know, all the stories about, oh, if you want to be big time, then you're going to have to be doing this and this and that, and all that old crazy nonsense like that. And you really want to hope that those type of things really is not going on. And you ask yourself, you know, how much is people really selling themselves and selling their souls, so to speak, to become big-time stars and to become famous? And it's almost like, I mean, do you really have to sell your soul to become famous? You know, do you really have to sell yourself away to become a big-time star? And a person who wants to be an actor, you really have to ask yourself that. You know, is that the type of person that you are? Are you the type of person that'll do whatever it takes to be famous? Because I feel like if you do those type of things to become famous, and you're going to do whatever it takes, you almost got to ask yourself, what are you truly capable of doing, and what won't you do?
Yeah.
What won't you do?
That's true.
Wow. Interesting.
This is,
you know,
true.
And I don't get that. I don't understand that. I mean, I feel like, man, you know, do you really have to go that route to be a success? You know, do you
some
really
people
have
do.
To change your lifestyle? Do you really have to change the person that you are? Do you really gotta, like, just be like that to become a success? You know, is it truly not about your talent anymore, or is it about something else?
Well, I think it's a personal mix between them all. You know, people want to be put on at any cost to sell their souls to the devil and have lunch with the enemy. You know, my whole thing is, and it may be a laughing moment or a teaching moment, my mantra is that I'm not going to sell blood, my soul, or my poo-poo in order to make it to the top. So the same way I walked into an office for an offer, I'm going to walk up, right side up, and not vertical, lay on my back in order to get a deal. So people ask me, oh, you're a playwright, you're this, you're that, radio host. You know, why aren't you so much head of, you know, the game? And I said, the operative word is head, and I'm not going to do it. Thank you. Good night.
That's real. I mean, that's real, though. I mean, and it's like you almost wonder, like, you know, you hear some cats say, you know, coming up saying, I'll never do that. And then you start hearing rumors and stuff, and you start hearing, oh, you know, so-and-so is, you know, is homosexual, and so-and-so is this, and she was doing this, and she was doing that, and she did all this stuff before she became, I mean, you hear those type of things about so many different stars, you know. I mean, I could name a whole list of them, you know, people that you've heard that type of stuff about. But it's like, damn, do you really have to go that route?
Right. At what cost? Right.
Exactly. I don't care how much money you got. Is all that money and success going to help take away from how you risk? Because if you got some type of scruples about yourself and you do those things to become famous, that's got to be eating away at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a morally right person, that's got to be eating away at you, that you did those things to be where you are, and then how much money and success can take that away? I feel like I don't care how much money I got or success I got, that's going to be eating away at me.
Yeah. What can I say? Someone has made a very valuable point, and it was my cousin, and I had to kind of digress it at another time, but he says that, you know, and the word show business is a lot longer than the word show for a reason. And that's what you need to focus
real.
On. Right,
that's
because,
real.
See, beauty fades, you know, trend fades, you know, shapes and sizes, all of that fades. But if you have natural, true, raw talent, you have a sound mind, and you're able to make it on your own without compromising yourself as well as anyone else, that's business. That
right.
is business. But if you're going to focus
real.
On the show, it's only going to be short-lived. It's only four letters, and that's just as short as you say it. Show
right.
business. Focus on the business, because that's the longevity.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely
that's
right
real.
About that.
I agree. I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up. You know, I mean, Celebrity Thursday, you know, we talk about different things with, you know, celebrity entertainment and stuff on Celebrity Thursday. I just felt like, as a rising star, you know, or any of those rising
mm-hmm.
stars, or, you know, cats that want to be in that business is listening right now, and you really need to think real and hard about wanting to be in the spotlight, you know, wanting to be
right.
in the limelight. Wanting to be a success, wanting to be super famous, wanting to be a star, because, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog business, and, you know, cats sell their souls, literally, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
you know, they change who they are, you know, as people. So, you know, you really got to ask yourself, you know, and think real hard, you know, is that what you want? You know, for your life, is that the type of lifestyle you want to live? Is that the type of life that you want to get into? Because it's a lot that come with it. It's a lot of pressures that come with it. I mean, we got cats, you know, out there committing suicides and, you know, taking drugs and becoming alcoholics because they can't deal with the pressure. Well, you know what? Again, like I say, you have to think long and hard about it. You know, is that something that you can handle? Because if it's not, then you need to be looking at something else. You need to come up with a secondary life plan.
I need to go to school.
That's real.
Oh, yeah. You need to count your money. And that
mm-hmm.
is a good point, Ray,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if you depend on other people counting your money, no one can count your money like you can count
yeah,
your
yeah.
money.
You're right.
And that's
Michelle
exactly
Obama.
Right.
Michelle
mm-hmm.
Obama, she was on BET the other day, and that's exactly what she was talking about. Bow Wow asked the question, what would you tell to artists that's thinking, you know, I don't need to go to school. I could just go in and become like P. Diddy or whoever. She was like, no, you need to go to school because nobody is going to count or be better at doing you than you. So, I mean, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's real. But, you know, even though he's my boy, And I give him much respect as an actor and talent. I mean, just ask Wesley Snipes how it feels to count on somebody else counting your money.
Yeah.
Mhm.
You show that
yeah.
life.
Ask him
yeah.
what that feel like. You
and
know,
Mary J.
Blige
spoke about before about contracts. You know, she was not able to effectively read the contracts because of her, you know, issue with literacy, as well as Fantasia spoke about it. So it is imperative to educate yourself in a sense of academically as well as streetwise. You can be the brightest, you know, tool in the box, but, you know, if you're no good to use, you're not good to anything, you know. So it's the
right.
point being that you can have all the degrees in the world, you can have all the experience, but you have to have a comfortable balance. I guess that's
right.
what I'm trying to get at, you know. You have to have some street knowledge and savvy, because if not, it's always going to be someone bigger and badder and more fast and effective and efficient than you. So it's imperative as independent artists and up-and-coming artists to educate yourself. That's the operative word, educate yourself.
That's true.
No doubt. Getting it in like that for the fit-ins is how we do it. Celebrity Thursday, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Ray in the building. Miss Ray Cole. We get it in for like that as always on these lovely Thursdays. And I do appreciate my sisters, you know, definitely dropping knowledge like that as always. We got some more hits to play for you guys. Hopefully, the sensational Mr. Stokely Williams will be calling in real soon so we can get it in with him on this lovely Celebrity Thursday. We got more hits. We got some Nicole Ray. We got some Marcus Houston. We got some Chris Brown. It goes down like that right here on Celebrity Thursday. Oh, you just don't go nowhere. You know how we do it.
But anyway, you can catch me any day, sipping in the state, and my feet get plenty eight. So many ways to see that I hold this door. Cats faked it, I made it, I told you so. Smoke a latte, kiss, we no play, stress-free, sexy, and my ego bait. You know it's a pity that y'all look like idiots. Yo, boo, let me know when I should rip this cat.
so long, baby, that it gets easy every time around. And I know it might seem crazy, but I noticed you loving me, so I'm not gonna run no more. And girl, I'ma give your love a try, your love a try.
The typical guy, they gon' just fly. This gon' be hard, not just a walk in the park. Far from getting the bitch that broke my heart. Checking it out on you is something I don't wanna do. Fall apart from the ways, remove the grace from my darker days. Realize this book just ain't the same, I had to turn the page. Why become the man that I'm supposed to be? Girl, get over here, you know I want that every close to me.
Your love a try.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Be the someone who gives their time. Be the someone who lends an ear. Be the someone who takes a step. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, asking you to join the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
This message brought to you by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network and this station.
Welcome back to the Hour Radio Network to Celebrity Thursday. Getting it in for the fit-in, playing the hits. You already know how we do it. Playing some of your favorites, Chris Brown, Fine China, Marcus Houston, the new single, Give Your Love a Try, and Nicole Ray, Make It Hot. You already know how we get down on Celebrity Thursday, playing the hits once again. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole, we are doing it like that. Still waiting for Mr. Stokely Williams to call in and hang out with us tonight. But right now, we're going to go ahead and turn it over right now, because right now it's time for us to get some news. Whether or not the news is wonderful, the news can be incredible, the news can be marvelous. But right now, I think we're ready for some fabulous news right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Oh, Miss Fabulous, is there anything fabulous we need to know about?
Well, absolutely. Thank you for that, D. Slate, and to the D-Hour Show Radio Network fans. Thank you for tuning in on this Celebrity Thursday. You know, the greatest thing that everyone is talking about these days since Friday, yes, I'm talking about the Best Man sequel. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is a hit. It is a phenomenal. But crickets, yes, Miss Fabulous, speaking in third person party, yes, I have not seen the movie yet. Well, this is what critics are saying about The Best Man. The second lesson of the weekend is not yet another one that we should have learned by now. But yes, again, black people do go to the movies. We all act surprised over and over when Tyler Perry scores again and again and again. And Kevin Hart, Laugh at My Pain, and Let Me Explain, Breakout, and Limited Release. It is well past time we noticed that black audiences like seeing themselves on screen. Most importantly, this is arguably the key that is really seeing black characters on screen with starring roles of significance. Well, actually, The Best Man started off to have been a $17 million movie in the making, and it grossed almost triple that amount over the weekend, past weekend that just passed. So nonetheless, I'd like to say congratulations to the director, the writer, Mr. Malcolm D. Lee, to his Best Man sequel, and also to the members of the Best Man, to include Taye Diggs, Morris Chestnut, Regina Hall, Terrence Howard, Sanaa Lathan, Nia Long, and Harold Pinero. Really, really some heavy hitters. They say the context of the movie is moving, and you need anything less than a tissue because it's going to make you cry, it's going to make you laugh, and I have to repeat the other one. It's going to make you think. So I'm going to try to get out there and see the movie. Absolutely, by more way of news, on the 21st day of November 2013, I'd like to say happy birthday to Goldie Hawn, one of my throwback actresses. Phenomenal, phenomenal. Mm. Happy birthday to you, yes. Also, tomorrow, the 22nd day of November, yes, we're going to have Candace Glover. I believe she was the winner of what reality show do you know? Uh-huh.
American Idol, yes.
Absolutely. She will be celebrating a birthday tomorrow, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Over the weekend, the 23rd day, this is going to blow your mind right here. Miley Cyrus will be celebrating her birthday. Go, Miley. It's a twerking. Go, Miley. It's a twerking.
It's
a twerking. It's a twerking. It's a twerking. It's a twerking. Hey. Everybody always says A after, you know, whatever. November is very, very interesting by way of some significances. It is Child Safety Protection Month. It is also a National Adoption Awareness Month, Epilepsy Month, also Peanut Butter Lovers Month, and Real Jewelry Month, National Sleep Well on a Comfort Bed Month. Wow, I'm sleepy already. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm back. It's the fabulous news. Now, on the 21st day, it is False Confession Day. I have a confession. I used to be a man. that would be a no for 200, Alex. No, yeah. And on the 21st day of today, also it is World Hello Day. So, hello, Ray Ray.
Hello.
Hello, D Slate.
Hello there, the fabulous.
And hello to the D Hour Show Radio Network, a Blog Talk Radio. I want to say hello, hello, hello.
Hello,
it's been another wonderful, segment of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Celebrity Thursdays in the building. Definitely want you to keep a lock right here for your Virginia listeners, for our Virginia listeners.
Yes,
listen.
Yes.
Be the fifth caller when you hear the song Beautiful by singer-songwriter Noel Gordon, and you and a guest will be in the place to see him live for the meet and greet at the party as well as concert. So 718-766-4553. Let's get those fingers in motion so you can win these tickets. And also, next Thursday, a week from today, is Turkey Day. So get those things in. Remnant for that special day, and the turkey will be the celebrity. But keep our brothers and sisters who are displaced and our military veterans and our military armed services men and women around the world in your thoughts and prayers. Back to you, D. Slate.
Well, thank you so much there, Miss Fabulous. I do appreciate you for that lovely, fabulous news, and thank you so much for that. And definitely big happy birthday go out to tomorrow to my girl Candace Glover, one of my favorite American Idol contestants and winners of American Idol. The young lady is extremely talented and definitely can't wait to have her on the DL Radio Network and chop it up with her about everything that's going on with her as well. But in the meantime, we're going to get back to some more music. I just got to say, you know, we got some more hits coming up. You know, there may be some issues going on right now with Brother Stokely Williams. I got to find out what's going on with that. But hopefully, you know, he'll get a chance to talk to us tonight. If not, you know, of course, you know, we'll have him on some other time. But again, you know, we keep it moving like a semi truck going to deliver some PlayStation 4s to the hood. So you already know we keep it moving like that. Now, I just want to say to all the Virginia residents, you might want to be listening right about now. You might want to be listening to our music right about now. When you hear Noel Gordine Beautiful, you're going to want to be the fifth caller, Virginia resident. Oh, man, I'm winking my eye at you. Winking my eye at you right now. It's the D-Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. We got, we're going to start it off with some Jill Scott. You never know what's going to play after that. You never know what's going to play after that, B.A. Really? Come on now. Jill Scott, Hate on Me.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old thing, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
Your hot girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I caught your chicken head and shouted, or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. found peace, my jump off, oh my baby mama. I called you the B word, the H word, or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. You are a princess, a goddess, in flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you, 'cause he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God each day for making you so soft, so sweet, like a fresh strawberry. I wanna bite you, squeeze you, your love is necessary for me to be great as I am. I need you in my corner and I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure. And I'm so much better. So from now on I'll only call you
more of peace. Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn... is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hour Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole, a.k.a. Little Ray Ray, in the building with us right now, getting it in, playing the hits. You already know we have some Groove Theory, Tell Me. We have beautiful Noel Gordien playing all the hits like that. We had nobody calling in just yet for the Noel Gordien tickets, but don't worry. We still will give you guys another opportunity before the show is over with to win some Noel Gordien concert tickets. Miss Fabulous?
Yes, it's going to be at VA Live in Chesapeake, Virginia on Saturday, November the 30th, which is next week. So you don't necessarily have to be a Virginia resident, but if you're going to be in the Virginia residency area, seven cities, definitely I would encourage you, I would implore you to definitely take advantage of these tickets. They're valued at $100, $50 per ticket, you know, for the minimum one. So definitely you want to take advantage while they're free, and also the fact that the meet and greet as well as the after party is going to be something that you're going to want to do after you eat all of that turkey. So it's the Night of Soul, John Michaels, as well as 757's very own Ramonta Allen will be in the building. 718-766-4553. Get in where you fit in. Get those fingers to dial in. Good luck. 718-766-4553.
That's it. And when you hear the song The River by the one and only Mr. Noel Gordien, make sure that you're the fifth caller. You can call in and get you a pair of tickets and get you probably an opportunity to meet the brother himself, the talented Mr. Noel Gordien himself at Chesapeake, Virginia. Get it in at VA Live. You never know. I mean, you may get your opportunity to meet him as well as enjoy the show. All you got to do is be the fifth caller when you hear Noel Gordien's The River. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time in the show. But D-Slate got to take it way back. Yeah, he got to take it way back. Got to take it way back. I'm talking like going back like Jerry Curls and Activate.
Okay. Oh, no.
I'll talk about taking it way back like a glass of Kool-Aid in a mayonnaise jar eating on a syrup sandwich. I mean, I'm talking about taking it way back like eating a bowl of cereal in front of the TV while you're watching Saturday cartoons. I'm talking about taking it way back. And right now, it's time for D-Slate. Blow the dust off of them. Old school double play.
You okay? You need some air?
Need to get some lemon plants up in here or something. But it's time for D-Slate.
It's in your throat. It's in your
blow
throat.
The dust. Blow the dust off of an old-school double play. I got some Smokey Robinson. I got some Evelyn Champagne King. It's going down for D-Slate's old-school double play.
Boom.
Don't be confused.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Dee Slate's old school, blow the dust off of them, old school double play. Evelyn Champagne King, Love Come Down, Smokey Robinson, Cruise, and doing it like that as always, playing the hits. And if you want to continue to keep listening to DL Radio Network, all you got to do is open your ears and keep tuning in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be playing, who we're going to be talking to. All you got to do is just keep listening, keep tuning in. And if you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, singer, poet, comedian, athlete, gospel artist, actress, actor, you want to be showcased on the DL Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show. If you want your business or your website to be advertised on the network, all you have to do is, again, email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we won't get an opportunity to talk to the fabulous Mr. Stokely Williams tonight. You know, it happens. As Black British, we have them on all the time, and their schedules change, and they get a little busy. So hopefully we'll get an opportunity to talk to him another time. But, it didn't happen tonight. It's happened before. You know, many times we've had to reschedule with, you know, some really great celebrities, and, you know, we've got them on every time. So, like I said, hopefully we'll get another opportunity to talk to that talented brother, Mr. Stokely Williams of Mint Condition. But don't worry, because Virginia fans, Virginia residents, you might want to be listening right now, because it's time for us to take another music break. We got some more hits for you guys. And if you hear the Noel Gordine song, The River, all you got to do is call in, be the fifth caller, and you can win the tickets to go see Noel Gordine at VA Live in Virginia. So all you got to do is be listening, be the fifth caller. When you hear the song, Noel Gordine's The River, be the fifth caller, 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. It's some more music. It's time to kick it off once again. You better not go nowhere. I swear you better not.
Yeah. You are up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we had. I saw my share of old fam, Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at. And oh, I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shiny and laid down. Found out about love, yeah, in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather to. And by the river, now we're black folks gather at the Sunday services through. How the river runs through the ocean. I've been running like that since you. I got along, I'm moving on. I bandaged the scars up well. I think of her, then I sit and I wait for a card. I walk the beach with the sand in my feet. Place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too. Cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window sill. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags. I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Never gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I held my breath when they dipped my head and I came up shiny and new.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where I laid my friend for
two. Down
by the river, where black folks gather at the Sunday services too.
Bought me a one-way fare. I'm leaving everything behind me, but in my heart I always care.
And I'll still be right there.
Thank you, baby, cause nothing can replace that part of my life. And
I held my breath when they dipped my hips and I came up shiny.
I came out a new man.
Found out about love in the back of my
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know, you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back again, D-Hour Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole in the building, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits right there. We still have no callers yet for the tickets for the Noel Gordine concert, but, you know, you got a couple minutes, so you might want to get your call on 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. I know some people might have a little arthritis in their fingers. You know, may dial a little slow. You know what I'm saying? They might have the rotary dial. You know, I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, so they cell phones. They probably, you know, and exactly. Instead of, you know, they may have slow rising. You know, they may have, instead of a rising, you know, they may have stint instead of sprint. I really don't know what they got. Their cell phone service could be bootleg. I don't know. You know, they may have AT&T instead of AT&T. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know,
they may have
that's what I'm saying. They may have croquette instead of cricket. I don't know.
Nah, cricket's
bad
enough.
So however you get down, I'll give you a couple of minutes to call in to try to get those tickets, 718-766-4553. This is the closeout time. We're going to go ahead and try to close it out tonight. I'm sorry to all our fans. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk to the fabulous Mr. Stokely Williams of Mint Condition, but hopefully we'll get another opportunity to get it in with him. And like I said, it happens. You know, I mean, we get celebrities, you know, all the time. You know, their schedules change. They get a little busy. So they got to change it up a little bit sometimes. So it's okay. You know, we'll get an opportunity to talk to them. But, again, I thank all you guys, you know, for tuning in and hanging out with us as always. Because, like I said before, you never know who's going to be on the show with us. You never know how we're going to get down. You just got to keep tuning in always on the DR Radio Network. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for tonight?
Hopefully I am wishfully thinking that we may have a winner. So can you come back to me momentarily, please?
All right.
Yeah, I'm
Ray,
hopeful.
Ray,
I'm hopeful within the next 5 minutes.
All righty now. Ray, any closing comments for tonight?
Yes, I'm happy somebody called in because I was just about to bash some people like, look, the ticket's free, like Pride Go is before the fall. But, I want to say that it's a free show. Like, I wish I was in the Virginia area. I'd be up in there. But, unfortunately, we didn't get to speak with Mr. Williams, but we still boogie fist, and we had a good time. And, you know, that's about it. Good night.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, you know, so we have a wonderful time, as like we always do. And, again, we have many, many people showcased on our shows, you know, so, I mean, you just never know. And it looks like I said, when I say you never know, it looks like that person that had BT&T phone service has gotten the opportunity to call us right now. So let's go to the line to the person that had sent phone service. Let's get them on the line. Area code 757-214. You're on Celebrity Thursday with the peoples. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Christy, and I'm calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, Christy, how are you, sweetheart? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. You seem really calm to possibly be the winner for some Noel Gordine tickets.
Well, I'm relaxing, listening to you guys, and at the same time going back and forth through Scandal. So,
it's all good. I know sometimes Kerry Washington might do that to you. I tell you, sometimes some people's cell phone services can roll a little slow on us. I mean, when you got BT&T instead of AT&T, I mean, it happens. You know, when you got Horizon instead of Verizon, I don't know what's going to go down. You know, but I do appreciate you, and I do appreciate you listening tonight. Miss Fabulous, we got ourselves a winner for the tickets. Holla at them.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. You're speaking with Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. And I'm
all
here
right.
To tell you, okay, it's just between you and I and Ray Cole and D. Slate. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I just saved a bundle on my car insurance. And
you are going to see
Noel Gordine at the VA Live Complex next Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Get it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm here dancing in my dining room.
Get it.
Go, Christy. Go, Christy.
Let Miley. All right. Well, I wanted to say thank you so very much for tuning in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. You and a guest will be in the building on Saturday, November the 30th at VA Live Complex in Chesapeake, Virginia. Are you Are you over 21?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Okay. I'm fabulous at 40. Yes, ma'am.
Are you familiar with the VA Live Complex?
No, but I can become familiar.
Dang, she said she's going to become familiar.
For $3.99, I would too.
Not only will you be able to be in attendance for the concert next week, but you will also be able to be a part of the meet and greet to meet the
Oh my goodness.
So what a great Thanksgiving. And also VA's own Ramonta Allen, as well as national singer John Michaels, will be in the building for a night of soul. So this is going to be a fabulous event, something to do, eat your turkey and all the stuffing and so forth. But this is what I need you to do, Christy, before I ask you to hang in the line to get some information. What I need you to do is tell the listening audience that you have won tickets to see Noelle Gordine. Repeat after me. I, Christy. Have won tickets. To see Noelle Gordine. Compliments of VA Live. And the D-Hour Show Network. Absolutely, very good. Go star for Christy.
Red and Kool-Aid for everybody.
Yes. I want to say Ray Cole was in the building.
Hey.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I am wonderful. I'm happy you won.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Christy, do you have any last-minute shout-outs you want to make while you're on the air? Any shout-outs?
I just want to make a shout-out to you guys. This is my first time tuning in, and I really enjoyed myself tonight. And I just want to say hello to all of the VA family out there.
Oh, absolutely, and just let them know the river. That's right. We'll be listening to next week. Congratulations once again for being our winner. We want you to enjoy yourself, nothing less. What we're going to do is just ask that you hold the line real quick, and I'm going to turn it back over to the CEO and Program Director, D. Slate. When we go into commercial, I'm going to have some information I need to get from you. But once again, thank you for winning on Celebrity Thursday.
All right, no problem.
Well, you hold on there, sweetheart. We're gonna take a quick mute. We're gonna take it out in some music, and we're gonna have Miss Fabulous get your information and do it. It's my man Noelle Gordine with one of my favorite songs, "You're My Music," featuring Mr. Brian Culbertson, jazz artist. Noelle Gordine, "You're My Music." Let's go right here on the DL Radio Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us tonight. You have a lovely and blessed night.
All right, you too.
Go.
Oh, thank you.
Is rising, and every day all I wanna do is hear your voice. It's like you strike a chord in my heart, babe, and even when it stops, you still sustain. You're the best melody in my life. 'Cause every time I think of
time, cause I will never ever stop till you're satisfied. Just open up and sing it to me loud and clear. Oh, this is real, no need to pretend. And I hope this will never end, cause you're the only melody in my life. I could say you're a star, but you are so far beyond this universe. When we create the music we make, just keep it on replay.
Yeah.